The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Friday the 14th of February 2025, Valentine's Day. Hey, you've got somebody out there you love, who loves you. I do apologise this is late. I've literally got a trapped nerve in my back, lower back, and my leg. It's like it's someone else's leg, but it's hurting. And I've been on painkillers nonstop all day. Then I had to go out and find some more painkillers, Cocodamol, because that's as strong as you can get. And it's okay if I'm walking around, but I can't keep walking around for 12 hours a day. I tried to sit down. It took me about 5 hours to compile this podcast, and there's not much in it, to be honest. So I do apologise, it's late. My wife reckons I've got hypochondria. You know, I do say a running joke. Yeah, I've got that too. I don't like to mention it, but no, I've never been in so much pain. I've ordered one of those Neil chairs. I don't know if Vilno, I think they're called. I don't know if anyone's got one of those. If any good, let me know. Justin@sharepickers.com. But I think it's the way I'm sitting at my desk, literally hunched over. And I get this every now and again, every few months, but this has been the worst I've ever had, and I can't even sleep with it. So, anyway, this is not a... it reminds me when... I used to listen to a guy in BBC Radio Wales. I think he's passed away now. Chris Needs, his name is. And Roy Flow, very camp guy, used to do late nights on Radio Wales, BBC Radio Wales. And his audience were predominantly old-age people, you know, his OEPs. And he would say, "How are you, Flow?" He'd call everyone Flowers and Flower, you know. And these old people would actually tell them how they are, rather than "fine, thanks." Like most people do, is a, you know, a nicety, a polite thing to say. "Or, to be honest, Chris, I'm not feeling too good, to be honest. I've got this awful, you know, back problem, and I've got sciatica, you know. It's all good down, shooting down my leg all the time. And, of course, I've still got a problem with my bowels. I told you last week. And so I went to see the doctor, and they go on forever. They talk about it, and literally that takes that used to take up a whole programme. But these old people are calling in, telling him about his ailments. And do you know what? The listening figures were massive. So maybe I'm onto something here. Anyway, like I said, it's Friday, it's Valentine's Day. Don't forget, I think I'm a bit high. I've taken so many painkillers. And I'm on the Cocodamol. 25% off discount at the Share Pickers Investment Club. It only lasts till the end of this month. That's 14 days. Oh, yeah, we're 14th. 14 days, 28th. So go to sharepickers.com. Click on the book at the top of the page. And let's have a look at quick at the markets here. Let's click on there. Let's look at the FTSE 100. Where are we? Scroll down. It's down again today. But let's be honest, you know, after a good run, it's had a cracking run from 8,300 or 8,400 previous high up to 8,800, but now it's just dropped back 0.4% to 8,728. The FTSE 250, where is it at? It's 20,931. It's pretty much flat. FTSE small cap, again, flattish up 0.1% to 6,835. AIM All Share! Oh, it's trying to edge up. It's trying to get that 7.30 level. It's 7.25 right now. That's a level of resistance. And I think if we could break that, we could see a crazy upside rally. Who knows? Here we are. My wife keeps texting me, so I'm talking here because we're going to the Master Investor Show. And she's texting me promotional stuff, you know, merchandise. So if you're at Master Investor, 29th of March, if my back's okay by then, come along and see me. It's in Islington, London, okay? Let's look at commodities. Brent crude, it's up a fifth of 1%. It was about $74.89 a barrel. What else we got? Copper, down 2.5% today. Why is that? Down 2.5%. It's only erasing yesterday's gain, really. It's up to 10,270. And, of course, standout performer. Gold back a little bit today, but it did hit an all-time high just now. But it was at 2,963. It's still at 2,918. It's going to break 3,000 in the next few months. I pretty much guarantee that. Because I can't see the settlement between Russia and Ukraine panning out well. I think it's putting now, it's plotting Europe against America and Russia, because Trump seems to be won over by Putin, doesn't he? He's so impressed with striking up a relationship with Putin. I don't think he's giving concessions already on Ukraine's behalf. So I can't see that working out very well there. Bitcoin, it's up a third of 1%, but it's at 96,950. Government bonds, let's look at the two-year yield. It's at 4.195 is the yield on the two-year. It's up 0.6%. It is down from mid-Jan, 4.6 it was then. The 10-year, which is when a lot of some mortgages are based off, really, is down to 4.5%, up 0.4% today. Also, £1 will buy you €1.20. And, oh, I see the dollar's coming off a bit. So now the pound will buy you $1.26. I see, it's rallied a little bit there. Okay, some macro news. Donald Trump triggers prospect of global trade war over reciprocal tariff plan, increasing risk of tensions and inflation. The US president has promised to target countries which charge tax on US imports by matching them with the reciprocal tariff. I did, when I hear this, apparently, is it Europe? Cars to Europe, or I think it was India. So India puts like a 10% tariff on, and I think America puts 2.5%. So I think that's fair. You know, why not? But it doesn't accept that it will raise prices, and it will. He said, no, it'll probably create a lot of jobs. But no, it will raise prices. It may do in the short term. He did admit that. So you realise he doesn't want to do that. They're just negotiating tactics, and these reciprocal tariffs have until, I think, it was set to spark negotiations with dozens of countries aimed at lowering their tariffs and trade barriers. The US wants to shrink its goods trade deficit, which topped $1.2 trillion, which is about £954 billion last year. And like I said, we don't have a trade deficit. In fact, depending on who you look at, if you look at the American books, they say that America has got a trade surplus with us, a tiny one. And if you look at our sort of books, it says we have a surplus with them, a tiny one. They both can't be right, can they? So I think a bit of a spin there. But the biggest surpluses will be targeted. And the top five are, they've got deficits or trade surplus with China, Mexico, Vietnam, Ireland and Germany, according to the US Consensus Bureau. So we are. Another bit of macro news. National insurance hike has taken a bite out of London labour market. This is the big worrying thing. Now, that GDP figure we had yesterday, where Rachel Reeves probably quite happy with a 0.1% growth.
I'm not quite happy with this kind of growth. I want a bit more growth, but we're showing forecasts have no growth. Now we've got some growth.
Not really. I guarantee that'll be revised down to zero or minus one. Because employers are laying off people. They're not hiring. It's just not happening. And you to grow the economy, you have to have more people working, more productive people in the workplace. It's not happening. So London firms are bracing for the impact of April's national insurance hike, new data shows, with recruitment activity continuing to fall at the start of the year. Permanent job placements made by recruitment firms fell for the sixth consecutive month in January, according to a survey from KPMG and the Recruitment and Employment Confederation. The permanent placements index stood at 42.9 last month, well below the 50 mark, which separates growth from contraction. That is heck of a contraction. The index for temporary roles in the capital fell to 38.6, its lowest level since April 2024. Alongside weaker recruitment activity, the survey pointed to a growing pool of available staff for both permanent and temporary roles. This reflected both firms' unwillingness to take on new members of staff and reports of redundancies as businesses looked to maintain their margins in the face of higher taxes. So there may not be. You see, with more candidates going for fewer roles, the survey reported easing of rates of pay growth. So this worry about inflation may not happen. I think it was the Bank of England was saying that they expect inflation to go up to 3.7% towards the end of the year due to the budget again. What the heck has she done? What the heck has Rachel Fompkin Plaints done? In fact, it is Rachel from Complaints. That's an accurate thing. Description, really, because she was working in Complaints, not accounts. She never worked in accounts, which is quite worrying. Yeah, so that bump up in inflation, the Bank of England said, may not happen now. Because it's seemingly, in fact, I think it was Simon French from Pamela Libram now called, was saying that businesses may have an issue passing on costs because people won't stomach it and they're scared of losing sales. So I think what's happening is they're you know, rather than doing that, they're reflecting on you know internal cuts and reducing their costs that way by not taking on more people and laying off people when they can. So we're going to see a slowdown in growth. We'll see no inflation, which would be good. So it will be stagflation. And so that means the Bank of England can reduce interest rates. That's the only way out of this. The Bank of England reducing interest rates. No other way forward. Okay, micro news. I'm looking at microcap companies for my website, sharepickers.com. And what they need to possess. I'm looking for sustainably growing businesses. That means businesses are growing their top line, their profit, and their cash levels. Hopefully those, that's a trifecta of perfection. And hopefully growth in double digits, percentage-wise, and a decent business model with good margins. So anyway, first one, Totally PLC, announces that its NHS 111 National Resilience Support contract has not been renewed by the NHS England, and therefore come to a conclusion on the 15th of February. That was quick, wasn't it? The 15th of February, that's tomorrow. Surely they would have been given more notice than that, wouldn't they? Anyway, they said this reflects NHS England's strategy to no longer provide resilience services which support 111 pressures at local level and national level. The value of the contract was £13 million, with £12 million being recognised in the current financial year. So that'll still be recognised. So they've got a market cap now today, because they've dropped off a cliff, of £8 million. So sales for 2024 were £106.7 million. That's expected to drop now to £85 million for 25 and be the same for 26. And adjusted profit before tax or loss before tax in 2024 was £400K. That's expected to go up to £700K profit for 25 and the same for 26. Watch list to ignore. I think it's quite obvious, isn't it? This company's had a torrid time, really. They've got very low margins, you know, and now they have a deteriorating outlook. So I would say no, ignore. And finally, Transcends Technologies, TRT, the provider of specialist sensing solutions and measurement systems, especially in tyres and all that stuff. It's worth looking at this company, do some research. Announces that its Translogic division has secured a landmark distribution agreement with Holtec Corporation, a leading innovator in tyre valve and management solutions in North America. The agreement will see Holtec become a formal distributor of Translogic's advanced tyre inspection tools, significantly expanding reach in the US market. So they've got a market cap of $22 million. In fact, where's Totally today? Totally's down 29% to 4.7 pence. Transcends Technologies, they're 20 million, they're up about 6%. But the revenue is expected to be 6 million for 2025, up from 4.2. But they've got decent margins here. The profit before tax on that, you know, on that 4.2 million is 1.4. And for 25, they expect to do 6 million, up from 4.2 to 1.6, up from 1.4. So I'd say watch this. They've got good growth in revenue and profit. Margin is forecast to dip in 2026 but recover in 27. But I do like the tech this company has. And like I said, this could be the start of a decent partnership in America. So TRT, added to your watch list. That's it. Not much news out on a Friday, as usual these days. It doesn't seem to be the brokers or anyone who are working on a Friday. They prefer not to release news on a Friday. I have no idea why. My back is now starting to hurt, having sat down for 20 minutes. So I'm going to have to get up and sort of walk around a bit. Have a nice weekend. Speak to you next to Wiki. And by all means, 14 days left, depending on when you listen to this, could be 13 days left. 13 days left to claim 25% off the SharePickers Investment Club. Just go to sharepickers.com and click on the book at the top of the page. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados. Speak to you next to Wiki.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.